Because that first period, it took a little while to get some penetration and get some shots on net. How did you feel your group responded to the second period?
Well, first of all, for the first two periods, we played run and gun hockey, and the team we have right now, it's not the kind of game that we're supposed to play. And there was too much cheating going on, trying to get to get scoring chances and defend. Forgot to defend.
What's going back to Laval now? What is the big thing that you can take away from these games on the road? And how do you encourage these guys to still focus and still try to work the system and trust in the system and get back to the system?
Well, right now they should be in survival mode. We have guys coming in. We've had guys coming in, and we are going to have more guys coming in. So, they're all fighting for a spot for next year. It doesn't matter if you have a contract or not. And that's the way it is in this league. And you know what? The way the team is going right now, not too many guys are safe for a job next year. And, they should know that.
Delicately ask that. Do you feel like you're getting 100% from your team? Do you feel like everyone's going out there and really putting?
No, it's not the fact that they're not trying. It's the fact that they're not trying the right way. We've preached all year to play the right way, and our defense first mentality, and you play well and you get scoring chances, you get rewarded from it, and it's too bad because even tonight with the last penalty that we killed on the fifth goal that they scored, Thomas Ebbing blocked two shots, was playing without a stick and was limping, and he kept battling, and I thought that would be enough maybe to get the guys going on the bench, and they scored with 16 seconds left, which is too bad, but we just couldn't clear the puck 200 feet. But it's little mistakes like that, and I've talked about it before, and penalties 200 feet from your net, the slashing, the hooking, the tripping, they come back and haunt you, and that's what happened tonight.
What can you learn from your team here in the last 2 weeks that goes into the evaluation coming into the summertime?
Well, the evaluation is, based by individuals right now. That's the way it is, and you're trying to take a, go ahead and start building for next year. And like I said, guys are auditioning right now, and it's not just a matter of getting to a point, but it's a matter of how we play to get to those 2 points.
How do you keep everybody in a team concept now, with maybe they're worrying about contracts, jobs, their own individual situation?
Well, if you can make them understand that individual success doesn't always come, but the team's success, it will bring some individual success, and for a lot of people. The other way around is very rarely. But we have guys right now that are battling for the scoring title, or the scoring for defensemen and stuff. And it's too bad that as a team, we don't have better success right now. But you know what? These two guys can maybe get what their objectives were at the start of the season. But for us as a team, we're looking for team success.